morning, Mary.
Good morning, Fran, and thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome indeed. I was just reading, Mary, that rates of anxiety and depression are on the rise among young people, so your services were never more needed.
Absolutely, Fran, and those were pre-COVID figures, really, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose one in four of the population have or has had a mental health issue. So it is so important, I suppose, to let people know that the supports are there for them. And with us, it's in the form of the Ross Gray Youth Counselling Service.
And with all the restrictions of COVID-19, Mary, how are you dealing with people? How are your services continuing on?
So with a combination of developing wellness packs digitally and physical packs for our young people, collaborating with SciCap and Ross Gray Youth Services, we are providing wellness packs for young people, for cocooners. We're also providing them for our teenagers, and our program counsellor is also available through video call or telephone, because it's so important, you know, to have this service available at this time. You know, we're all vulnerable to the ups and downs of life, and it's really, really important that the support is there.
People who might have underlying mental health conditions, is that made worse by isolation and, you know, maybe being anxious over COVID-19 and all of these things?
Absolutely, Fran. Absolutely. And our rates of anxiety, you know, we're on the increase. And of course, with isolation, and especially amongst our teenagers, I know it's affecting all age groups, but not being able to see their friends. And, you know, Zoom is great, and, you know, all those platforms are great, but there is nothing like being able to touch base on a face-to-face basis. So yes, it certainly is having an impact.
Resilience, of course, is very important in these situations, and it's sort of part of the service you supply is that sort of opportunity to gain those skills, Mary.
This is it, and I suppose the uniqueness of the Ross Gray Youth Counselling Service is that we do provide a group facilitation programme in resilience and creative mindfulness, where young people can create an emotional toolkit that they can bring into play at any time in their lives. You know, in the form of mind jars, affirmation stones, various different things like this. And we do this in a very gentle environment through open discussion between creativity and with the groups. You know, you don't have to access the counselling service to actually avail of group facilitation, or it can also be used as a step down programme from the one-to-one counselling. And with the groups, what young people realise is, I'm not on my own here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so important, isn't it? Where can people go then, Mary, to find out more about the services?
Okay, so the Ross Gray Youth Counselling Service comes under the umbrella of the Ross Gray Youth Service in our main office in Ross Gray. And our contact number, we have our website, our Nortip Development Company. We have the website there, and under Youth Services, the details for Ross Gray Youth Counselling are there to be found. And the Nortip Development Company is a community-focused local development organisation providing a wide range of services in North Tipperary. And I suppose if I could just say that the Youth Counselling Service came about because the Tipperary County Council, together with the ETB and North Tip Development Company, they did a review, Fran, of the of, say, you know, the youth organisations. They consulted with the youth organisations in the town, and they determined that there was a gap and indeed a need for the provision of a youth counselling service in the community. And then from here, the funding was sought, and funding was granted by the Department of Rural and Community Development through Tipperary County Council, which we are very, very grateful for, because the service is provided free of charge to young people in our catchment area. So it's a fabulous service to actually have. And it's very community driven, because Rathquay is a very community driven, you know, town. So,
yeah, and your service is much needed now, Mary. But I would imagine that post COVID and post trauma and all of that, you'll be even more needed than usual, because people will be harmed by this, you know, mentally.
This is it, Fran. This is it. This is it. And, you know, I suppose to that, you know, to that, I would say that we are here, we are open, and to our young people, I would say it's okay to talk, it's okay to seek the help you need to support your mental health, because your mental health and your physical health are so intertwined.
And that's for sure. Mary, thank you for talking to us today, and I wish you well, and congratulations on all those great services that you make available. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Bye-bye to you now.